What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Friday. Come on. Come on, man.
Huh? That's pretty great.
You were in the command center all night?
Yes, I was.
Starting at foot, did you start watching Boise or no?
So I had a long honey-do list, and knowing that she's this time of year, she kind of loses her husband for long periods of time.
Right.
I was working a honey-do list. So I was using the Varsity app to listen to Boise and USF. And it was by the time the second half started, I was down in the command center, had three games on, was disappointed in the rain delay in the Central Florida Jacksonville State game. Watched the Ohio comeback on Rutgers, watched a playoff team get blown out in the second half as Boise fell apart, and watched Nebraska-Cincinnati. Before I called it a night. Ready to go, though.
Oh, Minnesota?
I had that game on, but I wasn't really paying attention. It filled the screen at one point, but yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. And indeed, it is a Friday, a football Friday. I'm Doug Garsh. That's Scott Anderson. Were you taking it all in?
I actually subbed in a golf league last night, so I was playing golf, and by the time I got home, it was almost 8:30.
How'd you do? As a golf league sub, I always feel like there's pressure.
It's nine holes.
Okay. That's half of normal.
Yes. We teed off just as the rain was subsiding. There was some rain that came in the area.
Okay.
So that was fortunate when that happened. And I played all right. I shot 45 for the nine holes.
Okay.
Which is bogey golf.
I take that. Bogey golf is the goal for me.
Yeah. But there were some horrible shots. Like, what just happened there? But had a birdie. That was good. Had a miracle shot. I was actually, because I had a miracle shot out of the sand from 135 yards out. Put it 6 feet from the hole. Like, I don't know where that came from, but I'll take it.
I have no idea where that came from.
It's awesome. But yeah, I played all right. And then got home, was able to navigate the the way home for the first time, figuring out how to get onto 75 south from where I was at. Every time I've done this like three or four times, I've always made the wrong decision.
Problems?
Yeah. Yeah, and end up in like downtown Pontiac, which is not where I was supposed to be. So I was able to figure it out for the first time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's
learning his way around Metro Detroit, people.
It really meant a lot without having to go to navigation. I'm like, I should know this. Why? I mean, I've lived in this area all my life. I should figure this out by this point. But I was able to figure that out. So I got home, picked up some ice cream on the way home, and sat down.
Like you went and got like an ice cream cone, or you went and got a tub.
Oh, you got like a tub.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
I got crazy last night. I got some popcorn.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Popcorn. I got to find the brand. It's really good.
Yeah. But I sat down and was watching. I watched Minnesota. And then I was watching Cincinnati, Nebraska. Those are pretty much the two ones I was going back and forth with. And then other stuff too. But yeah, that was it's great to see football back. And I don't know. Did you guys know this? We probably should have talked about it. But Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Did I not tell you their first public appearance would be at this game?
Oh, they were at the game?
Yes, they were.
Oh, I missed.
Yes, no, they were.
Yeah. No, but it was kind of cool. The entire crowd wearing red, which is understandable. Both teams wear red. And hey, you're in Kansas City where the Chiefs play. They were red. So it was kind of cool to see the entire crowd wearing red.
Yeah.
And you got a decent game out of it, too.
I mean, it was. It was entertaining. Like, it's football. It's Big Ten. I'm used to Nebraska.
How many times this year do you think we're going to see the comparisons of Dylan Raiola to Patrick Mahomes?
Well, let's do one now. Do they look alike? Yes. Got it.
Is it going to be every game that we see this? Because it felt like every game last year we saw it. Now we're starting up this year. I get it. Last night they played in Kansas City, so it makes sense. But
I'm going to go ahead and give the endorsement because I found the brand. All I did is recognize the bag and I grab it. It is the Pop Daddy made with ruby red kernels and pure olive oil, nothing artificial, popcorn. So I thought it was avocado oil, but I guess it's not. It's pure olive oil. Pop Daddy made with, it's a red bag, ruby red kernels.
Switch?
I got to see if Pop Daddy has one made in avocado oil. It doesn't really matter. It's one of my favorites and got it last night.
Add salt and butter or no? Nothing.
No, I just read it. I actually
put it. Oh, it comes right out of the bag.
It's in the bag. Sorry, yeah, I don't pop it myself. Yeah. No, it's one of those ones you get
preseason.
Yeah, it's on the shelf there at the grocery store. Okay, so look, apparently the bourbon was flowing at Valley Ranch. We talked about it yesterday and said we thought that he, we both said he's going to be back with the Cowboys, and then added the caveat, there's always a chance with Jerry. And because Jerry is who he is, there was always a chance. And the question is, did Green Bay take advantage of him? And did the Lions miss out on an opportunity, of course, because Micah Parsons is going to Green Bay for an all-pro defensive tackle. He's 30 years old, but still productive, and two first-round picks. Green Bay was a problem in the division already. They are a bigger problem now. 24 hours ago, Scott Anderson, you and I did a show where we played some Brad Holmes cuts. We talked about whether or not this Detroit Lions team was a Super Bowl team. Not all of the reaction, but a surprisingly large percentage of the reaction that we got yesterday before the trade was that the Lions were already cooked. They already weren't going to win the Super Bowl. I can't imagine how those people feel now. I think that they think that the run is over. Yeah, because Green Bay made an all-in move. This is a move that many Lions fans want to see the Lions make. Mm-hmm. Go all in, grab an elite player that makes you an overwhelming Super Bowl favorite, to hell with the future. Right? I mean, and Rams F them picks. Rams went, 4 or 5 years without a first-round pick. Because Les Snead was an F them picks guy. Brad Holmes clearly isn't an F them picks guy.
Not yet.
No, not yet. But the Lions didn't make this deal. What would the equivalent of this deal be? Would it be two first rounders and Jack Campbell, two first rounders and Brian Branch, two
Aleem
first
McNeil? Rounders?
I think if Aleem McNeil wasn't hurt, maybe. But Aleem McNeil's hurt.
But he's signed long term, so.
He is, but I don't think Jerry would have traded. I don't think if he had his choice between a healthy Kenny Clark and an injured Aleem McNeil, I think he's taking a healthy Kenny Clark.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. And I just think this is, it's something that you couldn't compete because the Packers have space. They have space next year, too. It's the year after where they're going to have to pay the Piper, and it's going to be tough for them. So the Lions, I mean, this is what you have to think about. What was the hurt for the Lions if they tried to make a deal like this? Well, first of all, they haven't signed Aiden Hutchinson yet. So everybody that wanted to pair Hutch up with another edge rusher, okay, so you got to pay them both.
You would have had a window. They would have played together for a minute.
Yeah, and that would be awesome. And then you've got sure chaos with your roster after that because you would have two guys who would combine for at least $90 million. probably closer to 100 million than 90 million.
Two non-quarterbacks.
Yeah, and two non-quarterbacks to do that. So in order to make that work, then you would have to recognize that, okay, after this one year, we're not going to have guys like Jack Campbell or Jameson Williams or Brian Branch.
It would have been
probably
all
three of them.
It would have been an all-in move, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just
there. And there's a reason you go all in, because you think you have the opportunity and you want to go do it. And it's a ballsy move to do. And like I said, the Packers actually have a couple of years in their window before things change up. In a couple of years, you know, Elgton Jenkins, Lucas Van Ness, Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, those guys are all free agents, unrestricted free agents. So it's going to be tough. They're going to have to make tough decisions of who to hang on to and who to let go, like any team would when you make a move like this. But it's calculated for them. Their window is probably a couple of years. If the Lions did something like this, it's probably not a couple of years. It's probably just this year. And then it's not that you can't win further on. It's that you can't win with the same group of guys.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
And you got to count on not having first-round picks. Yeah. And you have to replenish the roster. But and look, it comes with challenges. Some people would have been in favor of it, though. We already know that. Some people are like, to hell with the future. To hell with signing the guys. I want a Super Bowl now. And that we get that call all the time. We asked on Twitter today, who would you rather be right now? Now and in the future, would you rather be Detroit or Green Bay? Would you rather be Detroit or Green Bay? 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson on a Football Friday. Later, we'll get to some college football, previewing Michigan State and Western Michigan and New Mexico. And are we doing the picks? We haven't decided. We should probably do this off the air and not talk about it. Do you want to do picks?
Yeah, today? I think we did last year. We make picks in the first week, yeah.
College, the car house log of the week and the shoot the boot log of the week. All that coming up then at a 1 o'clock hour. Because I got some stuff percolating. I've been searching, researching.
Okay.
Searching and researching. It is Carson Anderson, 97.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We'll talk college football later, but obviously in the headlines today is the Micah Parsons trade. He is in division now in Green Bay. Are the Lions cooked? Yesterday we had a number of people that already thought they were cooked. I wonder if those people are going to watch the season. Kang, I want to get your 2 cents on this before we go to the Twitter poll and the listeners. Are the Lions cooked?
Maybe I'm a sicko, but when I heard the news, I actually smiled and got excited because it was just huge NFL news. Now, once I kept reading and it was Green Bay, and I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks. But with that even being said, no, the Lions are not cooked. I feel very confident in the Lions, Penei Sewell, the roster that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have built together. Does this make the division tougher to win? Of course it does. The Green Bay Packers just added maybe the premier pass rusher in the league, okay? But they also lost a great run stuffer and a Pro Bowl defensive tackle. So I'll leave out the 2 first-round picks because they don't matter for this season. But they gave up something this year to get, you know, to be great, I guess. Gator, you say it all the time, give up the good to be great. That's what the Packers are trying to do, right?
Yeah.
I still like the Lions roster. I still think, in my mind, the Lions are the favorite. I don't care what Vegas says because money moves the line. But no, Doug, I feel... Like I said, maybe I'm a sicko. I got excited. I cannot wait for football season. Week 1 against the Packers. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, I still think the Lions are the better team. And I guess what helps me, too, Doug, is for those that thought they should have got Micah Parsons, that never even entered my mind. So the fact that even if Micah wins somewhere, I knew it wasn't going to be the Lions. It does suck that he went to the Packers. But like I said, I feel confident in the team. The Lions are not cooked.
248-539-9797. Okay, so the Twitter poll question was, who would you rather be right now, Detroit or Green Bay? Gator, what do you suspect this looks like? What do you suspect that the results look like?
I think it's got to be pretty close. But I'll say the Lions are going to prevail. I'll go 58-42.
Okay. Now and in the future, who would you rather be, Detroit or Green Bay? 83.1% wow. Say Detroit, 16.9% say Green Bay.
Wow, I was dead wrong.
What would Greg Kelsher say? Looks like there's some Green Bay fans. I guess there.
Well, they said they'd rather be the Lions in Green Bay.
I know, but he always would look at anybody who said the another player's team. He'd always say, it looks like they must have some fans. How come this isn't 100% Detroit? 248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket text. From Laura in Ann Arbor, Detroit, because I'm in favor of the Brad Holmes approach, where we have an opportunity to win with our guys over the course of the next 6 years versus the open window now this year approach. From John on Twitter, they are handing MCDC ammo for the bulletin board. Detroit is not a favorite with this roster. Okay. No, they're not the favorite in the division anymore. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Dave in Clinton Township here on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hey, first off, I'd rather be the Lions in Green Bay, just on general purpose alone. Number two, I'm kind of in the minority in this, but I'm kind of iffy on the forego the future thing right now. Number one, Brad Holmes has proven he knows what to do in the draft, so why would I want to give away his best thing that he's got? Number two, there's no guarantee that if you go all in, the guy's not going to get hurt and you're hosed. And number, you know, if you go back to 1957 and tell Tomorrow, hey, you're going to win this game, but nothing else for another 60 years, you know, wouldn't that be the most same old Lions thing to win the Super Bowl and then not win again for another 60 years?
Kind of, yeah.
And here, and that, and kind of like an analogy, though, that the only thing that scares me, Green Bay, history repeating itself, you got a young quarterback, talented, pretty good receivers, and you go get a defensive lineman, Reggie White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I got to tell you, Dave, last year at this time, if you go back on one calendar year, I'm probably talking about how terrified I am that Green Bay has done it again, that they have handed the torch to the next Hall of Fame quarterback. 1 year later, I'm not as concerned about that, and that's still a major issue. You know, is this guy going to prove himself? They got a ton of money sunk into 2 players. There's some challenges that come with what they did, but they've definitely improved their chances.
I'm not as scared now as I would have been 7 years ago. I think our system is set up better to handle this. You know, not to mention the Lions are kind of match up well with Green Bay, even with that. They have to run the ball 50 times a game. You know, who cares how many times he sacks quarterback if we don't pass?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Micah Parsons isn't as good against the run as Aiden Hutchinson is. Not even close.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Dave. And look, they had a great rush defense a year ago. T.J. Slayton, one of their starting defensive tackles, signed with Cincinnati. Now Kenny Clark is traded. The pass rush got better. Micah's a playmaker, no doubt. The run defense got worse. But the Lions have to prove that they're in the center, in the interior of their offensive line, that they're going to be as good as they have been, and that is yet to be shown.
Yeah, they had 45 sacks as a team last year, led by Rashawn Gary at 7.5. That was it, just 7.5. Keep in mind, the Lions had, 37 sacks last year, playing most of the season without Hutchinson. But it's a pass rush that also, by the way, was more was better at getting to the quarterback than Philadelphia, who won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But adding Parsons to this team makes him scary because you know what Parsons can do. Rashawn Gary was the focus of teams blocking when it came to pass blocking. Now you can kind of free him up a little bit as well. So the Packers have a pretty good tandem there. It's one of the best tandems in football now. But you're right. The other part of it is that they've lost something in the middle. Yep. So are they more exposed to the run than they have ever before? We'll see. It's a really good – look, I thought the Packers were a pretty good football team going into it. They got better. A lot better in one aspect of the game, and they got worse in another aspect because of the trading away their defensive tackle and losing another defensive tackle to free agency. But it's still a very formidable defense, and obviously it's a move that they could have made, and they chose it, and they're gonna go with it. I think they're going to be very formidable for the next couple of years.
So the question is, our guy Dave that just called said, you know, kind of reminds him of them adding Reggie White back in the day. I'm kind of hoping it's more like a Pat Swilling move.
We all hope it's like the Pat Swilling move when the Lions acquired Pat Swilling for the first round pick.
Where in the moment you feel like, oh my God, we just got what?
Yeah.
And then years later you're like, Willie Roaf was taken with that pick as a Hall of Fame tackle that the Lions gave up to get Pat Swilling. And Pat Swilling, there was no discernible difference.
Detroit. No. And then once he left Detroit, he became a Pro Bowl player again.
Yeah,
for a couple of years, which really
but it didn't help. Didn't help the Lions, and maybe Parsons won't help. Well, you know, I mean, I would think that he would. It looks like a good move on paper, but
and at that time, Pat Swilling was dealing with some stuff off field that was really hurting him. I forget what I think it was family related. He was dealing with something, and it may have played a huge role into why he really just wasn't himself when he became a Lion and was better a couple of years later. Parsons did not want to leave Dallas. He didn't, and he really thought he was going to stick around, and now he's like, wait a minute, I'm where? I'm Green Bay? Okay.
Well, they agreed to his terms.
I mean, you can talk didn't yourself
he
go
back?
Into
he went
it.
Back to Jerry, right, and said, hey, Jerry, okay, seriously, let's talk. And Jerry's like, nope, shipping you out.
And he shipped Jerry!
Sorry, Michael. It's Micah, sir. Whatever, Michael. Green Bay.
You're going to the Hamlet.
248-539-9797. Are the Lions cooked? Would you rather be Green Bay now? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app.
and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So in 24 hours, the Lions didn't get any worse. The Packers got better. The Packers made the move that many Lions fans have been in favor of seeing the Lions do, and that is go all in. And the Packers have gone all in this year. They will have some bills to pay down the road, but they got Micah Parsons. They weakened themselves in terms of rush defense. They had already lost their other starting defensive tackle off a rush defense that was very good last year, but you know, I mean, look, if you're Green Bay and you're a Green Bay fan, I can see why you're excited. And now they have moved past the Lions into the favorite spot in the National Football Conference's North Division. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. We got that Twitter poll out there. Would you rather be Green Bay right now? Rather be Green Bay than Detroit? Go vote and comment. We read many of your comments on the air. Let's get back to your open line calls. Carl is next on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, I'd rather be a Detroit fan and trying to get in the head of Brad and what he's doing. First, we're getting McNeil back. Also, we don't know what Davenport's going to do. So he's not spending all his money right now. You know, we have the deadline coming up. We might need an offensive lineman or what have you, but I'm appreciating even what Green Bay does. This is going to be exciting for the NFC North. It's we got to watch it.
Well, it's going to be exciting. And I don't mind all the talk being about someone else. Look, I'm not going to say that we are close, warm, personal friends with Jared Goff, but we talk to him every week. And one thing that we've learned is Jared gets excited and wants to hear when people doubt them. And I think Dan Campbell is an incredible head coach in terms of getting everybody to buy into one message, whether you're making $283,000 a year and you're Tom Kennedy on the practice squad, or whether or not you've just signed your big contract and you're Jared Goff, or it's $280 million or whatever it is. You are talking about guys at completely different places in their careers and their lives, and they all follow one man. And they all believe in the head coach. I think this head coach knows how to play this stuff up. They went and got Micah Parsons. And I think that card gets overplayed. I think we have a master at it. I think he's really, really good at this stuff. So at the end of the day, sure, go ahead. Let's talk about Green Bay. Green Bay's the favorite, Scott. They're the favorite.
Yeah, I don't know how the Lions are going to compete this year.
No, well, I mean, they're.
I thought they had a chance this year. No, I mean, in all honesty, it's fascinating what the NFL makes. There's so much more intrigue in the NFL when you get a star player and moves from one team to another, and goes to a team that, you know, like the Packers, that are going to be contending, and now everybody really thinks they're going to be contending. He's a game breaker. This guy, he's awesome.
Yep,
there's no question he's awesome. I'm just trying to see, did he play in last year's game against the Lions?
I think he was hurt.
I think he was hurt as well, yeah. Well, I don't see him in the box score. So I was hopeful to see that maybe the Lions able to handle him last year, because they smoked the Cowboys 47-9 even without Hutch in the second half. But
I mean, look, this opener has just taken on a whole new meaning. This game?
Oh, it's
Lions at Green Bay to open the season. It was a big deal before. It is now a bigger deal.
Well, I'll tell you this as well. Great time to play Green Bay. You get them to start the season at Green Bay. So you don't have to worry about the frozen tundra crap at the end of the season. And makes matters better for the Lions. They just traded for Micah Parsons, which may seem awful. Not for the game on a week from Sunday. Parsons hasn't practiced yet. He hasn't set foot on a practice field to actually practice. Now, maybe to sleep and take a nap over on the bench, but he hasn't done anything yet. I can't imagine he's going to be 100% ready to go from the first snap that he'll be the Micah Parsons we've seen. He may make a play here and there, but I just don't think he's not going to be midseason for Micah Parsons. So I think the Lions are catching a little bit of a break there, but he definitely makes the Packers better.
248-539-9797. Sean in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Sean.
How's it going this morning?
Good, Sean. I don't know if you got us on speaker, but if you could take us off speaker.
No, you're not on speaker. It's just a little loud. I apologize.
Oh, you're good.
All good now.
Hey, man, I don't think we're cooked, but Green Bay definitely cooking. All right. So I'm looking at this trade, man, last night, man, and I'm sitting, I ran upstairs and told my wife, who's an avid Lions fan, and I don't think she understood the severity of what just happened, nor do I think some of these fans that are calling in with the, there's nothing, you know, reaction. You know, I'm not saying we should be in a big panic, man, but it makes a difference, man. Micah Parsons is a needle mover. And one more thing I would like to hear you guys kind of top it up about. I'm listening to Jerry Jones' response last night after the deal was done.
Yes.
And I can't believe some of the, you know, outdated practices. Man, if I was Micah Parsons or anybody else, would you really want to play for this guy, man? And that's all I really want to say.
Well, I think it's pretty clear Micah Parsons didn't really like want to play for the guy. Although, look, he went back to him and tried to stay. I think it's great to be a Dallas Cowboy. Would I be concerned about ownership if I were in Dallas? Yeah. I would be. If I were a Dallas fan, yeah.
I think it's interesting. I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and I was like, well, that's an interesting point. That, you know, Jerry's, what, 82 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks that he's, you know, running the team, making moves for the team to win now.
Trying to win before he dies.
This is not a move to win now.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And it doesn't even, I mean, you got two first-round picks and a former, you know, Pro Bowl player and defensive tackle. Is that enough?
I think it's a pretty decent return. Yeah. Because I think the defensive tackle is a good player. And what's the Lions equivalent?
Hang another year on him.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it depends. I keep putting it in our terms. Two first round picks in Brad Holmes' hands is a dangerous thing. He knows how to use them, right?
Yeah.
It's two first round picks in Jerry's hands.
Yeah. And it's towards the end of the first round.
Yep. But
likely.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a decent return. I don't think it's overwhelmingly great, though. Could he have gotten more?
It's not the Herschel Walker.
I just question whether, you know, I'm going to assume here that Dallas was talking to more teams than Green Bay.
I would hope.
Yep. If they operated the way the Dallas Mavericks did, maybe not. The Mavericks had one conversation with one team and then traded Luka to the Lakers.
Well, the Packers are one of the teams that made a ton of sense because of the cap space they had.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Jamel, you're next on 97.1. What's up, Jamel?
Man, you know, I've been in a bad mood since yesterday afternoon. I'm sure you guys can guess why. But first of all, I just want to thank you guys for actually, you know, talking about this with some level-headedness instead of the screeching nonsense I've been hearing for the last, you know, 12 hours. But I just want to address the criticism of Brad Holmes. I think Brad Holmes has clearly communicated to us his vision for building a contender. He would rather have, just throwing something out there, 8 really good shots at winning a Super Bowl than 2 great ones, right? Because there's so much fluky nonsense that happens in the NFL. You just can't bank on 1 or 2 guys. And that's essentially, I'm sorry about that. I work in a school, if you guys can hear that.
I love it. What are we between third and fourth hour, second and third hour?
Yeah, actually, third and fourth period.
Okay.
But you know, and I just want to say this, and I'll really just leave it at this. I believe in Brad Holmes. That means believing in his vision for the team. That doesn't mean he's above reproach. Nobody's above reproach. But that means that when he doesn't make a move like this, you trust the guy. 2022, the NFC Championship game was just not that long ago, man. This team going 15-2 was just not that long ago. And I'm sorry, but if I believe that the Lions are a better team now than they were then, Gibbs, LaPorta, Branch, you know, Kirby Joseph, all of those guys are better players, then that means that I believe that this team is headed in the right direction. And you can't just keep throwing away draft picks. You can't just keep throwing money after high-priced free agents if you believe in the direction of this team.
Jamel, thank you. Look, you know, this is you're talking to a show that really, 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 really likes the work of Brad Holmes. But I will admit, in the Lions not making this move, there's only one thing that I'll be really pissed about. Only one thing I'll be really, really upset with them about. We'll get to that today at 10:46. A bunch of phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so, you know, I've often joked that I'm a Brad bot, but I don't, you know, I'm not. Everything he does doesn't get a stamp of approval, but I've also kind of thought, but we'll wait and see. And there's, yeah, just about. It's usually he does smart things. And, you know, there's clearly a path laid out for them to keep their best players, which feels like a lot of money is spoken for. And if you make a move like this, it doesn't come without losing guys. And they might not be able to keep everybody. They might have to unload guys themselves before their contracts are up to try and recoup some draft capital, which in Brad Holmes' hands, quite frankly, is dangerous. I will be upset if he wasn't aware that Micah was really available and didn't have any conversations with Dallas. I really hope he talked to Dallas. I will be disappointed if he didn't at least get a price tag. What I'd like to hear, and we won't, is that Detroit made an offer and Green Bay topped it. I'd like to hear that. If he didn't do anything about this,
to at least push the price up higher for the Packers to land.
I mean, at the very minimal, but also see, I mean, you always call Jerry. You always call Jerry Jones because you just never know what he's going to do. By all accounts, this thing got personal.
It got real personal, apparently.
What was the thing you just read to me off the air? Where did you get that from?
This was, let me see if I can pull it back up.
Sorry, I should have told you to keep that and use it on the air. That's on me.
It was, I'm sorry.
We'll do it later.
I have it here. It comes from Don Van Natta, who is a writer with ESPN.
Okay.
It says, Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys by shaking hands with Bum Bright. Micah Parsons committed to a contract extension with Jerry on a handshake. When Parsons reneged, Jerry decided Parsons would never again wear the star on his helmet. If Jerry can't trust you, you're done. So part of me really admires Jerry Jones for having that kind of, look, your word is bond. We're shaking hands on it. It's a done deal. That's old school, and I recognize that's not how things are done now. Mm-hmm. But I like when things are done like that, when somebody lives up to their word. The problem is Micah Parsons then got his agent involved, and the agent's like, oh, no, I can get you a better deal than that, and says, we're not taking that deal. And then it's like, whoa, all bets are off now. And now you're dealing with an owner that looks like he's being stubborn, and he's holding true to his principles. Like I said,
do you have respect for that?
I have. There's a certain amount of respect I have for that with Jerry Jones. I don't like that somebody agreed to a deal and then backs out of a deal. That's not kosher with me.
Well, that was the Adam Schefter report last week that they had. Micah said, I'll take this. Jerry said, okay, matched it. And then Micah said, eh. Or it sounds like the agent said, no, we want more. And that's a no-no. And that gets people upset. And if it was personal, it was personal. And Jerry pulled the plug. And next thing you know, Micah Parsons is a Packer. But I really hope the Lions at least kick the tires. And if they didn't, I'll be disappointed. It's not the end of the world. It's clear that Brad has a plan, and we'll talk about that as the show goes on. It is Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe next here on 97.1. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, Joe.
So, Jerry, sly as a fox, the way I'm looking at it, he likes the shiniest thing in the room, so he's hoarding number one picks. He's going to try and get Arch Manning in a year or two.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine that is something that he is angling for and can see a future and would love the idea of bringing a Texas kid in, a kid from the University of Texas.
Well, don't they already have Dak signed for a long, long, long time at a ridiculous amount of money?
Maybe, but I think
he's kick him down the curb, I think.
Is there an outs in Dak's contract? I'd have to go through the specifics of his contract. Yes, they do have him signed for a long time. But he's, God, guys get old fast. He's 32, man. He's 32, and there's an out after next season.
Well,
maybe not. I'm sorry. Well, out in two more seasons after this one.
Well, two first-round picks but, each year is one. I don't know if they're going to have enough to get done unless the Cowboys actually suck and they just get the pick on their own, which that won't happen. The Cowboys are already – they're a decent football team.
248-539-9797. James in Auburn Hills. What's up, James?
Hi. I think what people are annoyed over here about is not so much to do with Micah Parsons. I think it's more the fact that Brad Holmes is just ignoring the opposite edge of Aiden. I mean, Bob Muhammad over here and Marcus Davenport, you'll be lucky if between the two of them there's a starting
all
NFL
right, James,
lineman.
Who did you want them to go get?
Well, there's Darius Smith. There's a whole offseason. They also could trade for people. And I'm not a GM, but
yeah,
like,
no, I mean,
this is not an alternative.
I got to tell you, because it's a cap world, there are times and places where you have to take a calculated risk. They are taking a calculated risk at the edge spot opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, and that person is Marcus Davenport. And
that's not calculated. Relying on Marcus Davenport, I mean, can I ask you a serious question? If they gave you a bet, someone offered you to bet $1,000 if he's going to play more than seven games this year, would you take that bet? No. That's crazy. This guy hasn't played forever. I mean, relying on Marcus Davenport is just irresponsible. That's not calculated.
Well, I mean, I guess, James, just keep in mind, they had one hell of a defense last year without Marcus Davenport and a healthy Hutch, and then Hutch got hurt.
So, James, if they go out and
I'm not saying that, but the question is, can they be better? The question is, and they have cap space.
Well,
there's zero reason not to improve the roster. There's no reason to leave that spot open. And when the Packers go get Micah Parsons and we're stuck
well, there
with
is,
backup,
hold on, there that, is, there is potential reasons. You don't, the cap space is probably spoken for in many ways. One, and if you add a player like Micah Parsons, you have to add a huge, huge salary because he wanted that new contract.
No, I don't want Micah. I just want to.
Okay, hold on, James. Two is they have flexibility to do something at the trade deadline.
Well,
they have. They're going to be one of the teams that can be a huge buyer at the trade deadline. They're going to need things to fall their way to be a huge buyer. Last year, they had some flexibility, and he said the players that they wanted weren't available. I am really interested in Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, who's clearly in his last year in Cincy. And if they get off to a bad spot, the team that's ready to pounce is Detroit. But you know, I mean, I think that they like Elkhwadi Muhammad. Sorry, they do. They obviously like him more than you do, and they like Marcus Davenport.
So it was 2 years.
I'd probably take that bet, by the way. I probably would.
7 seems a little light. I would probably take it. But if you could say like 10, then I'm like, I don't know about 10, but 7, okay. 2 years ago, they didn't do anything. Last year, they did. Last year, they got Za'Darius Smith.
They didn't do the massive move. But
no, and I think the caller, I think James was saying, he's like, he wants, go get Za'Darius Smith.
They don't want him. I think it's pretty clear they don't want him.
They may not. And I'd love to know the reason why they don't want him. If they don't want him, I don't think it can't be money. And, you know, Trey Hendrickson isn't the only player that you're going to be keeping an eye on when you get to the trade deadline. It's just that's the most obvious one if Cincinnati's in the tank that they're going to trade him. So to have some flexibility, I understand that. But to start the season, I mean, we're, you know, 8 days away from the NFL or 9 days away from the NFL starting, and Za'Darius Smith is still out there and there's still other players that are out there. I understand why fans want something to happen.
Yeah, and there's if they need it, the other thing we got to keep in mind is edge rusher might not be their need. It might not be their need. Their defense as constructed without Marcus Davenport and without Za'Darius Smith at the beginning of last year, were they creating a pass rush?
Well, yeah, because they had a one-man wrecking crew, yeah.
Were they pretty good defensively without Marcus Davenport and Za'Darius Smith last year?
Yeah, to start the season they were,
yep.
And then everything happened.
And then Hutch got hurt, and then everybody else got hurt.
But this
They're counting on a healthy defense this year being way better than last year.
Well, but they're counting on it in the second half of the season.
Hold on. And then the other thing is, sorry. The other thing is, if edge rusher isn't the need, interior offensive line might be. So I think they're taking this team out for a test drive to see whether or not they actually need to add a veteran guard or tackle or guard or center. I think that might be part of the calculus here too.
It's possible. Because the long-term plan is to, it seems like having Ratledge slide over to center at some point. But they did draft Miles Frazier, who I think they like a lot, who's hurt and didn't get a chance to go through training camp. But, you know, that's somebody to look at for next year. But the defense last year, which was so good to start the season last year, those guys aren't here right now. Not all of them. Hutch is, which is great. But you're missing Aleem McNeil.
That's true.
That's a big one to miss. You're missing Levi Onwuzurike. You're missing Pascal at this point. You're missing Malcolm Rodriguez. You're missing some parts. Not that the Malcolm Rodriguez is a major part of this team's defense, but he was definitely a part. And you're getting other guys back. Hutch looks like he's in great shape, ready to go. Barnes, I think he's ready to go.
They started last year without DJ Reader, and he was hurt, and he came back. So it's kind of a lean for DJ. I can see why they have confidence in this defense being way better. But, you know, again, they have flexibility to make another move if necessary. 248-539-9797. And given the concerns about the interior of the offensive line, let's be clear here. They might need a guard or center. They might. Hope not, but they might. Let's go to Scott next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Gator. Hi, Doug.
What's up?
Hey, Scott.
It's been a while since I talked to you guys. Last time I talked to you was after the NFC title game, and I still want a live line on the sideline in the playoffs this season. But I've been looking at the two teams, Packers and the Lions, and I know now the Packers are the favorite, and the Packers did get better. There's obviously nobody in their right mind would argue they didn't. But I was looking, if you take Hutchinson off the Lions and you take Parsons off Packers, who has a better roster? Who has the better team? Hell, who has the better coach? I still would take our roster and our players over Green Bay. And I think when you add Hutchinson and you add Parsons, those edge players are pretty comparable. I mean, if you're, you know, what's Parsons, a 95 and Hutch is a 92, a 93. I mean, there's no big gap between those guys. The big gap is with everybody else on the field. And I think sometimes, and some of the fans that we might forget, we beat Green Bay twice last year without Hutch. Granted, they didn't have Parsons, but we beat them twice last year without Hutch. I still like our chances. I still think we've got the better roster. We've got the better players.
Thank you for the phone call, Scott. So there's something else going on here as far as Holmes' commitment to his plan, and I want to talk about it at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. Micah Parsons is in Green Bay. Are the Lions cooked, in your opinion? Would you rather be Detroit or Green Bay right now? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.